Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of M365 Voice. I am Sarah Hazy.
And I am Mike Malarami.
And I'm Antonio Maya.
So we're going to talk about a topic that really makes me excitable today. And that is self-service purchase or subscriptions of Microsoft 365 applications. We've talked about this before, but consider me shocked and annoyed when last week I saw in the Message Center a brand new Message Center item. It is message ID number MC1017114, and it is saying that new license request feature and self-service purchase for Microsoft 365 Copilot will become widely available for all tenants. Now, requesting Copilot, I'm just fine with, but from an enterprise perspective, Microsoft continues to roll out self-service purchase capabilities for a wide array of their products, and it makes me crazy because most organizations, what could happen here is that you could have an employee who bills to a departmental or a company credit card to purchase products, and you as an admin can't approve that. They could also purchase things against their own credit card in your work tenant, and you can't pre-approve that. And it creates all kinds of financial and legal constraints, especially should, for example, Antonio, if I work for you, I buy Copilot on a personal credit card, I leave your company, and 6 months later, realize that now I've still been paying for the subscription and a tenant I don't have access to, and I ask you to go back and make that right. Only you never approved it.
Exactly. Didn't even know about it, potentially.
Didn't even know about it.
Yeah. This is a significant issue that we've seen before. It started a couple of years ago when Microsoft first enabled, I believe it was Power Platform licenses to start from a self-service purchase perspective. Mm-hmm. And like this for large, for those of us that help clients or that manage large M365 environments, corporate, government, whatever, mm-hmm. this can create serious legal and compliance issues where mm-hmm. you need to keep control of the licenses available in your tenant, right? Like it's a serious issue. It's not just a matter of, oh yeah, people bought it on their own credit cards or departmental credit card and they're off to the races and they can use it.
And there's more dangers with Copilot as well. As we know, Copilot has access through LLM, has access, and through LLM and Graph API, has access to all your data. So if I can mm-hmm. go ahead and purchase that and put it on my credit card and start using it, and then I can get a lot of data that mm-hmm. my organization has not put the right governance and security on the data, it's a huge risk.
It is a huge risk, and it can be a legal risk for companies because let's say that you are in a more tightly controlled vertical. Let's say that you are in the medical field and you deal with, in the US, we call that HIPAA data, but very private data. And you have employees that maybe have requested Copilot and for whatever reason, they haven't gotten it, but they could go purchase it on their credit card unless you as an administrator of Microsoft 365 and your tenant saw this Message Center post and took action to turn off self-service purchasing of Microsoft Copilot. If you missed it, if you were on vacation the month that it came out or the week that it came out, if you don't notice that it's there.
Exactly. That's a big issue. Exactly. And I think you said this earlier, Sarah, it's on by default, right? Versus, correct. You know, allowing customers to make an informed choice about whether they want it on or not and then turning it on. It's on by default, and then if administrators aren't aware of it, if they're not keeping up to date with the Message Center posts, it just shows up. It's on.
And it's on by default for every product. So you can't in your tenant go turn off self-service purchasing at the tenant level. You have to turn it off at the tenant level for every single product that it's turned on for. And I know that we all get that Microsoft is not a non-for-profit company. Right. We know that these Copilot is a very expensive AI technology to put together and sell. It's not that I think any of us are not wanting Microsoft to be able to make appropriate revenue from that. But this is an organizational nightmare from a legal and a financial perspective. Antonio, I think you looked up how many products have this self-service purchase capability.
Yep. So let's take a look at that. So let me know when you can see my screen.
Yes.
All right, we'll do a little demo here. So originally, some people remember that you could only turn this on or off through PowerShell. Since then, and I don't know when this came in exactly, but if you scroll down, so if you log into the M365 Admin Center, I happen to be a global admin here. If I go to settings and I go to org settings, I scroll down a little bit, we see there is actually now a self-service trials and purchases page. So this actually lets you see the products available and what the current setting is. So I haven't counted the items in here, but there's a lot. There's a lot of items in here that are a lot of licenses in here that you could purchase from a self-service standpoint.
And or when the average you say self-service, user. That means any user with an M365 license and your tenant could use a personal credit card to buy any of these products or all of them.
Correct. Correct. And then to turn it on, I can actually turn it on or off now, but I have to, like you said, Sarah, I have to do this on an individual product basis. So for example, if I go to Copilot here, you'll see right now, all of these are allow because they were allowed by default. If I click on this one, I now actually have three options. I can allow for trials only, or I can not allow it. So if I not allow it and I save that, that saves it for that product specifically. So we can see that changed there. But I have to go through and do that individually on each one of these.
And you have to keep on checking this because they continuously turn on more products, right, Mike?
Sorry. So that's the button. Instead of turning, it's a global settings to turn everything off and go turn on something or allow a specific product, like you said, you'll have to remember, you'll have to monitor the message center and keep going back and turn it off. So it should be the other way around.
Or have a global admin go out and literally check this page, what, every month to make sure, scroll up and down it to make sure that something else hasn't come on. And it's not that, I think that there are models where companies could really like this feature. I'm not saying that that does not exist. However, what I would like, and I know I met with Microsoft when they first enabled this for the first product, which I think, Antonio, you said was Power Platform?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember meeting with Microsoft and saying, we need a tenant level off switch. And I think that they created one temporarily, but now it's back to everything is on by default. We still want an enterprise level off switch.
Very much. I feel like part of the reason why this feature was introduced was to be able to do, let's say, department level purchasing and chargeback within organizations, right? Mm-hmm. Where you do have some very large organizations with various departments that are geographically dispersed, that are very different. And sometimes those departments have their own IT team. Often they have their own IT budgets and they're allowed to go and choose and pick the tools they want, purchase them. Some IT department supports it, but there's often a chargeback that happens. So I feel like that's part of the reasoning around this, but I do feel like this has gone a bit too far in allowing any individual to put a corporate credit card or just the personal credit card in to purchase these licenses.
Mm-hmm.
So it does feel like there should be a little bit more control around it, especially in large enterprise environments where this can create significant legal and compliance issues.
Very true. Now that message center had two parts. One is this one that we all dislike, and the other one is request licenses, which I don't mind actually. Yes. I like that feature.
Yeah. And I think the ability, and Mike, do you want to explain what the request feature is?
So yeah, if you are, let's say from a Copilot perspective, if you're not licensed for it, and then you can go ahead and request a license. If you are in a Teams world and you have, for example, apps have been disabled, you can go request an app and the actual Teams admin gets a notification to approve it or not. Similar, the global admin will get that notification. Mm-hmm. And it's a way for the admin to decide to assign that license, an assigned license to this user. Mm-hmm. So you might end up-
Or to purchase additional licenses and then assign one of those.
Exactly. So it's a good way to kind of manage that licensing within Copilot.
I really like that feature, especially when we talk about those large organizations again, Antonio, because I think some of those organizations may be looking to purchase Copilot right away for all users, but I think many organizations are looking at a job role or a by request, and they might be doing decentralized funding for Copilot licensing as well. And this helps them to be able to have a gatekeeper swing on approving and assigning those licenses.
Yeah, very much. Very much. We do. We have seen some companies set up kind of a separate email-based request process, and this feels much nicer than that, a little more centrally controlled and connected to your licenses.
Yeah. So we didn't comment about timing. So this change for end user requests for Microsoft 365 Copilot and the self-service purchase for Microsoft 365 Copilot, it's going to begin rolling out late March 2025 and expect to complete by late May 2025. And that'll be worldwide GA.
Yeah, so it's the time now to go ahead and check and see if it's in your tenant. Then you probably want to think about changing that option.
And if you haven't ever gone through and checked what is available for self-service purchase capability for all of your employees that have access to your tenant, you should try that today or this week. Go out and take a look at that.
I tried to count there while we were talking. I think there was 24 self-service purchase licenses available. Power BI being another example. The original Power Automate options, a couple of Visio licenses. There's a lot to choose from. Dynamics.
Actually, at the top right, if you go back, it is a count. It says 27 items, so I didn't count.
Was there 27? Okay. I just wanted to quickly show that request process that you were talking about, Mike. That's here. So if you go billing licenses, there's actually a request tab there as well. Yeah, that you can get to. So yeah, if I go back to, let's see that org settings. And oh, right there. Thank you for pointing. I didn't see that before. Yeah, 27 items. And apparently I can't count.
I'm counting.
Yeah, and I like the idea of even being able to create, I like this, license request feature, especially as it relates to, I've seen companies before where they will build an email request or a Microsoft Forms request. So I really like the idea of making that a formalized process that goes through into the Admin Center itself.
Agreed.
So we got through that entire thing and I didn't say a single bad word. Because this topic, I get really passionate about it, and I mean passionate in a strongly worded way.
Yeah, we won't have to bleep out any words, Sarah.
We didn't want to have to
not
do that.
This time.
So, no, not this time.
We tried to challenge you before, but it didn't work.
I don't know. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And if anyone is listening and tuning in from Microsoft, like the Microsoft product team that we all know and love, please, please, please. Rethink.
Before we go, I'm going to turn back on the Copilot feature in this particular tenant because I do like Copilot in this tenant. So,
all right. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.